Ramsey TV.
What has the world come to when people wear diapers on their faces and they think that it's cool? When people wear diapers on their faces in their cars by themselves? When teens on bicycles riding down the road wear diapers on their faces and they think it's cool? This is commonly referred to in certain circles as mass brainwashing. To think that it's cool to wear a diaper on your face, it's just no one could have told you even a few short months ago that this could possibly happen. And yet it has happened, and it is evidence that we are in a state of mass hypnosis. I'm happy to see that there are protests in Europe. I don't know why there are not more protests in the U.S. Oh, I think the protests are going to happen at the ballot box on November 3rd. More about that in a moment. This is Martin Zender, and this is a show today I'm doing on the political situation in the United States. Just for the record, I have predicted this for 15 years. What have I predicted for 15 years? Face diapers? No, I didn't see that coming. Nobody did. I predicted a conservative takeover. I predicted a takeover of rational, logical people who want small government and who want freedom of speech and who don't want to wear face diapers. Well, I didn't see that coming again, but people who don't want the government to tell them what to do, but rather want to live their lives in peace. This is opposed to people who want big government, who want people to control their lives, who want to hand over their freedoms to people who claim to know what's best for them. And so I just knew that people wanted the small government. Some people call those people conservatives. I knew that they would be rising to the top. Now, here's the strange thing about that, is that for some reason, conservative government, I'm speaking about the United States here, small government people, people who love freedom of speech, people who want to keep their money, people who want a charity to be voluntary, for some reason, this group of people are tied to religion. And few people understand this, but one of the reasons the left hates the right is because the left detects in the right a religious hypocrisy that is altogether true. They are detecting correctly because for some reason, religion attaches itself to conservatism, and it shouldn't. There's no connection whatsoever. Conservatism, as some define it, is small government. Leave me alone. Let me keep most of my money. Tax me just enough to, you know, pave the roads and build the military to protect us from people like Adolf Hitler. And after that, your business is finished here. Leave me the hell alone. Let me keep most of my income. And if you're going to tax me, tax everybody the same. Don't tax the rich. Tax everybody at 15% uniform tax rate. Anyway, these people, for some reason, this is a sane political philosophy. By the way, the fatal conceit in leftism is that an entity far, far away knows best what is good for your life. For instance, the European Union, headquartered in Brussels, the Brexit, Great Britain wanted the hell out of that because who are people in Brussels to tell us what we're to do, to decide our government? Even in the United States, we have this thing called federalism where the states control their government, and even the local government controls its government. The mayors, the city council, even the school board. We know what's best for ourselves in our intimate little neighborhoods, our intimate relationships. We even have a neighborhood group here in Fort Lauderdale. So the audacity of a centralized power that thinks they know what's best for you. It's evil. It never ends well. And Americans are resisting it like crazy. Not so Australians. Oh no, Australians have totally given up. I'm sorry if you're living in Australia. I'm hearing the horror stories down there for some reason. It's a megalomaniac government takeover. They're exercising their power. I just saw where a pregnant woman was arrested in her home because she posted that she was interested in starting up a protest movement against the mandatory wearing of face diapers. And the government came into her house, arrested her, handcuffed her in front of her husband or her boyfriend or whatever, and her child, and dragged her away. This causes me to drink rum, by the way. But here in the United States, see, well, the mistake you've made in Australia and in Great Britain is you've given away your guns. We have a thing here in the United States called the Second Amendment. It protects us in that we're allowed to keep arms. That is, we're allowed to have guns, big guns. Why? The Founding Fathers knew that there's always the risk of tyranny, that the government would become big and that the government would want to take over the people. But if the people were armed, they could shoot the sons of bitches if they came to their door. So that's why we have guns, and that's why we'll never give up our guns, because here in the United States, we're still a little bit badass. So take that. Take that. But what's going to happen here is what I have predicted for a long time. Donald Trump is going to win re-election on November 3rd by an insane landslide. Why? Because the left has become so radical here in the United States, it has completely overplayed its hand. Before, the left used to disguise the fact that they wanted to become a totalitarian, big government power. You and I, normal people like you and me, we will never understand this insane need in other people to control other people, to direct other people's lives, to tell them what to eat, to tell them where they can drive, if they can drive, what kind of car they have to own, where to put their thermostat, where they can live, what size of apartment they can live in. People are just, some people just want to have power over other people. We call these leftists, and they're attempting a coup in the United States. They have been attempting it for 3 years. Now, I live in a country that has a peaceful transfer of power every 4 years. The president here can serve 2 4-year terms, 8 years total. After that, he's got to give up the job. He or she has to give up the job and give it to somebody else via an organized, fair election. This is the first election in American history, that is Donald Trump in November of 2016, that the other side has not accepted, and they have been attempting a series of coups. Now, Siri, I'm not talking to you. Siri heard series and thought I was talking to her. Siri is a complete idiot. I never talk to Siri. I say bad things to Siri, and Siri responds. For instance, watch this. Hey, Siri, I think you're a complete moron and a jerk.
Is there something else I can help with?
Believe me, there's not, and you can go away and leave me alone, basically. How about that?
I'm not sure I understand.
I'm not surprised, because you're a moron. You're a moron. You're a bitch. Siri, sometimes you can be a real bitch.
I won't respond to that.
Yes, because you're a bitch. Okay, so it's happening. It's happening. What you're seeing is the new world order that I have been predicting. The new world order, that is the attempted takeover of the United States by the left, is so totally out of control. It's so totally evil. It's completely funded by evil people like George Soros, the Clintons. These people, the world is rebelling against them now. This is why Trump is going to win in a landslide, because evil always overplays its hand. And they say that 30% of the population now will not take a mandatory vaccine should a mandatory vaccine come around. There are protests in Europe. This thing's falling apart because people are people. There's the human beings are still human beings. And Donald Trump, whether, I don't know what you're hearing out there in other countries or even in this country, Donald Trump cares about the United States. He cares about human beings. He actually does. He's for the little guy. and people are starting to love him, and the tide is turning, and Trump is going to rescue the world from the New World Order. Trump, at first, is going to take this universal vaccine, which is coming, by the way. The universal vaccine is coming. And Trump is going to rescue us from the mandatory aspect of it. Everybody fears that. There are certain states now, like Virginia, that are saying, we're going to have a mandatory vaccine. But the population's not for it. I told you a long time ago that the one sign of the end time deception is the Christians have to be in line for it. The Christians have to be going for it. But the Christians, many of them homeschooling types, my family was a homeschooling type, even though we weren't Christian, they're not going for the vaccine. They're not going to line up for a mandatory vaccine. There's going to be a big rebellion against this. Trump knows this, and he gave a pretty shady answer. I didn't like it, actually, but watch part three of the Trump interview with Laura Ingraham. And he was asked by Laura Ingraham about mandatory vaccinations, and he said, need more rum. Well, he said she told him that 30% of people would say no to it. He said, well, we have a herd immunity. Look this up. I wasn't satisfied with the answer, but it was a political answer. But I can see why he did it. He said there's such thing as herd immunity. And by November, you know, there's going to be the herd immunity. And we know the cases are going down. The deaths have been way down for a long time. That combined with the vaccination, and he intimated the people who would take it, there are people who will take it. He said that combined with this, combined with that, is we're gonna do away with this problem. He did not come out and directly say, no, I will not make the vaccine mandatory. But I think he's just trying to play middle of the road. Trump is not going to make the vaccine mandatory at first. Because there are powers in this world that want to make the vaccine mandatory. Bill Gates, these types who want to use, they are using this COVID, CV19er, they're using it to take control. They're using it to, I had a good phrase here that I wrote down. They're using CV19er as a pretext to advance the new world order. This is a pretext. It's an excuse. Just like global warming. They're pushing this. They're making an emergency where there is no emergency. They're inventing a disaster where there is no disaster in order to come up with a global solution to, again, create a pretext to bring the world together. We need a ruling body. We need a one world capital where we can tell everybody what to do because we have this emergency. And this is built on fear. By the way, fear, fear, fear. That is the tool for manipulating populations, mass populations. It's fear. The fear of eternal torment gave the Catholic Church power. They charged people money to bust their relatives out of purgatory. They collected indulgences to keep people from suffering eternal torment. And they used fear. And people are so fearful today, they're going to get the CV19er. People are so freaking afraid that, again, people will walk past me in the street. They have their mask down under their chins. But when they see me coming, they'll put their mask up real quick. And I always say, ooh, that was a close one. I mock them. I go, that was a close one. They probably don't realize I'm mocking them. They probably think, yeah, sure was. Thanks. They're idiots. They're wearing the face diapers. And they're totally fearful, and they're falling into line, all right? But fortunately, there's a significant enough group within the population that is resisting this. They're just doing it because they have to. They're rebels like me. If they have to wear a mask, they're wearing it down here under the nose. As soon as they leave the store, they're taking it out. But then you have the sheep, you have the go-alongers, you have the people who will just give their lives to a centralized government because they're stupid. They're wearing the face diapers in their cars. These are the people wearing them in their cars. They're good boys and girls. They're the sheep. They'll do whatever you say. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Look how good I am. I obey all the rules. And like, yeah, you're going off the cliff. Congratulations. On your face diaper in your car. Congratulations. So Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's the son of RFK, John Kennedy's brother. In other words, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is the nephew of JFK. He is adamant about vaccinations. He is saying that this is a tool. Fear is a tool. In fact, I'm going to link you to a video down here that puts the whole CV19er thing in perspective. He is saying that this whole thing is being used as a tool of fear to drive people into a universal vaccination that will be made mandatory, that will, again, cause people to take the mark. The mark of the beast is coming, okay? From the book of Revelation, we know that the mark of the beast is coming. Nothing can stop it. It's the mark of the beast, and now we know it has to do with a vaccination. Now we know that it has to do with people think that, well, we have to do the right thing. We have to protect the global community. We have to protect our fellow citizens. If we don't have this mark, which proves that we have the vaccination, then we just don't care about other people. We want other people to die. So it's going to force people, because they want to appear moral, they want to appear righteous, they don't want to be judged by other people as being careless, as not caring about other people. They're going to line up to take this freaking vaccination, but not right away. Not right away, because Donald J. Trump is going to rescue the world from the fear of the mandatory vaccination, and he is going to be hailed as a hero at first. And when he wins on November the 3rd of this year, he is going to go after the left that has tried, amazing to say, this is amazing to say, that has tried to use violence, riots, in order to take over the government. Trying to foment a race war, to foment dissension, riots. They actually think, these people are so insulated, the people on the left, headed by Joe Biden, who is an empty suit, a mindless wonder puppy. This guy, can you believe it, that a guy with dementia, who has been power mad his whole life, who has done everything to enrich himself and his family via the means of government power, this guy is actually has been put forward by the left as their numero uno candidato. This guy's running for president. It's not going to work. It's insane how horrible Biden and Kamala Harris are as a combination. She will obviously do anything for power. She's put people with minor marijuana violations in jail for years, and she's set free rioters and criminals who are pro bring on the revolution. And there is a revolution in this country, make no mistake. Yeah, there's a revolt by a small group of people. It looks like a big group of people, because if you watch the news, you see Portland burning down, you see New York City violence, you see Minneapolis, you see these cities, Chicago, New York. But it's a small group of people. But when they put it on television, you think that it's worldwide, it's calamitous, but it's really, I mean, it's serious. But it's so on the margins, it's so on the outskirts. And the fatal conceit of the left is they think that everybody's like this. They believe their own lies. They watch their own news. And they think that America is for violence. And we're for riots. And we're for toppling American traditions. And we're for burning the flag. It's like they're so in their own echo chamber, they're going to get smeared. They're going to get annihilated on November 3rd in the election. They know the only way they can win is to cheat. And so they're trying these mail-in ballots. None of it's going to work. It's a laugh. It's a laugh. And when Trump wins, then now that he knows he doesn't have to run for re-election again, he's going to get better, not worse. He's going to get better, not worse. A lesser person would take a win in a re-election to gain more power. No, Trump is going to be better, not worse. He's going to arrest the criminals. He's going to send the National Guard against these cities. He's going to shut down everything. He may invoke the 14th Amendment. and charge certain government officials and governors even with insurrection. And it's going to be a beautiful thing to see. Trump is going to clean house. It's going to be a beautiful thing to see. So he's got to play it a little bit cool in the meantime. But until the Christians line up, oh, Glenn Beck is just totally in for Trump now. Remember I told you that'll be the sign that Trump is the man of lawlessness when Glenn Beck endorses him. And it's happened big time. Just do your research. Put in Glenn Beck, Donald Trump. He's like totally, I was totally wrong about Donald Trump. He's a great guy. He's our savior, basically. Yeah, but Trump is going to turn. That's the thing. Trump is going to turn. I think it'll take 9 months. I think it'll take 9 months to a year after the election where things are going to turn. But in the meantime, it's going to be a renaissance. It's going to be a deliverance from this political upheaval. The left is overplaying its hand. They're a bunch of idiots. Let me tell you something about the virus. I'm just looking at one of my notes here. Nobody would even notice that it exists except for the media hype. Did you know that? If there was no television, no radio, no nothing, yeah, some people would be dying. But now the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control here in the U.S., has finally admitted, although they kind of soft-pedaled this, that only 6% of the stated COVID deaths are due to CV-19. I better quit saying that word. Shut me down here. I can't do that. CV-19er. Yeah, only 6%. I think what now? They say 160,000 deaths due to CV-19. No, it's take that times 0.06. It's only 6% of that number because the people who have reported, who have been reported to have died from CV-19er had at least two pre-existing conditions that were life-threatening. The average is 2.6, so that's close to 3. The people who have died from this thing have 3 other fatality things going through their arteries and veins, like diabetes or heart disease or cancer, for God's sake. They're dying with the CV-19er, but not of the CV-19er. But the hospitals are getting incentive, monetary incentive, to chalk these up as CV-19er deaths in order to inflate the death rate, in order to inflate the fear, in order to control people and make them wear face diapers in their cars. And people are doing it because they're freaking morons. I love to see these protests in Europe. I don't know why people aren't protesting more here. But anyway, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Has a video. He totally gets it on the vaccination. He totally sees that CV-19er is being used as a pretext for control of the world. But the guy is not too smart because he totally swallows the man-made global warming lie. Totally swallows that. He's a greenie, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He's a greenie. Yeah. He admits that fear isn't, you'll see that in the video. I'm going to link you to it. Fear, he says, is the number one thing driving people to accept this crazy face diaper and to fear everything and to, we'll take a vaccine, please give us a vaccine, please, we'll do whatever you tell us to. And he sees right through it. But for some reason, he can't see through it that the man-made global warming is the same exact thing. Oh, we're going to be extinct in 12 years. We have to give all our power to a central governing body that will tell us how we can avoid this disaster. And they're going to take away our gas and oil. They're going to take away our cars. They're going to take away our heat. They're going to take away our ability to control our own lives for our own good, to save us from impending doom. That's a bunch of BS. They're doing it with global warming. RFK Jr. doesn't understand that. He's totally bought into that. Yes, we're going to all be destroyed in 12 years. He's so stupid on the environmental side. He's a frickin' tree hugger. He's a frickin' new green dealer. Green new dealer. But he gets it on the vaccination side. So I got to give him kudos for that. So Trump, of course, we know is America first. And that is a deadly doctrine to the New World Order. The New World Order has to have everything level. It can't have any country standing out above any other country. And I used to think that America was going to be leveled because it had to be leveled in order to make it part of the New World Order. Now I see that America is coming back strong. Trump's going to win in a landslide. And so America is going to be a glorious thing again. And we're going to fight back the forces of evil, which is all good. You're going to love it. It's all good. Nobody doesn't want this if they have any sane mechanisms in their brain at all. But then I came to realize that the U.S. is going to become the new world order. In other words, it's going to be good. And none of us will dislike what Trump is going to do. He's going to restore law and order. He's going to get rid of the people who started the coup. You're going to see people jailed. The instigators of the Russia hoax, for instance, of the impeachment hoax, you know, with the Ukraine. You're going to see some people go to jail very soon. When Trump gets reelected, there's a lot of shit he won't have to worry about after that. And so you're going to see law and order restored. It's going to be a beautiful thing. He's going to shut down the mandatory thing. Nope, no mandatory vaccinations. And everybody's going to go, Trump is our savior, saving us from the New World Order. Indeed, he is saving us from the New World Order, but going to be the chief of the New World Order. And it's the new World Order that I fear. I don't fear it. I welcome it, because it means that our redemption is drawing nigh. And I will enjoy it. I will enjoy Trump kicking ass. I will enjoy Trump winning. I will enjoy seeing Joe Biden go bye-bye and Kamala Harris go bye-bye and the riots go bye-bye and George Soros go bye-bye and the FBI director go bye-bye, James Comey, and all these people just getting flushed down the political toilet. It's going to be awesome. Nancy Pelosi is a big fake. She's a hypocrite. She's Marie Antoinette. Yeah, she in 18th century France, she would be under the guillotine. Yes, she would. Hillary Clinton should swing at Gitmo, but I don't know if she will. It would be great. Wouldn't mind seeing that at all, because evil will be put under by Donald Trump. It's going to be glorious. It's going to seem like a renaissance, but it's going to be extremely short-lived, because something has happened. Something is going to happen, and Trump is going to turn. And it'll probably be from the head wound. He'll be doing such a great job that some radical is going to attempt to assassinate him. He's going to have a head wound. He's going to come back from it, but it won't be him anymore. Trump will have died, but his body will be inhabited by a demonic spiritual being, the likes of which, we have never seen in our lifetimes, I'll tell you that. The only closest thing to it was when Satan inhabited Judas back in the day. But this is going to be the Antichrist. It's going to be the beginning of the end. Things are going to really go quick then. They're going quick now. This thing of transhumanism, don't worry about it. You can't cross species. Transhumanism is a pipe dream of Bill Gates and the left and the New World Order. It's not gonna happen. It's like trying to change a frog into a giraffe. You can't do it. They want to do it so they can implant the brain with their own control, and so they can make the whole human race slaves to them. It's a nice pipe dream, really beautiful, pure and clean, but it's not going to happen. It can happen because God is going to stop it, but he's going to stop it with a force that is going to appear righteous and appear good, but it's going to be the inhabitants of the man of lawlessness. Remember, this deception has to be so slick that even the elect would be deceived if possible. No one's deceived by Bill Gates wanting to vaccinate the world with some mysterious vaccine that nobody knows what it does. It's too obviously evil. This shit that's going on now is too obviously evil. Trump's going to defeat it. And everybody's going to think Trump's the savior of the world, but it's going to turn. It's going to turn. It's not going to take long. In the meantime, well, at some point along that train, along that road, we're going to be snatched away. And so I'm just telling you that it's going to get better before it gets better.